across Newcastle.
You're waking up with Megan Grebo.
Oh, genius?
Yeah.
Is that what we're going? Okay, we'll go with that.
The Novos.
Because I have to listen to the whole thing.
Local ads.
Weird.
105.3
New FM.
Oh, Thursday Vibes, Crebo, hello.
Hey, we're near the pointy end of the week.
Exactly, very excited. I'm just excited for a Celeb or Pleb
later on today. That's great. That's
my favourite thing about a Thursday, Celeb or Pleb. Got to play that after 8 o'clock this morning.
Yeah. Oh, so stick around. It's only 3 hours to go.
3 hours away. I know you're not doing much this morning.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning.
How was your night?
Oh, you know, same as every other night.
Chicken and broccoli.
No, lasagna last night.
Oh, my God. You had carbs.
I had some carbs and a nice pile of veggies.
And they were only, what was the lasagna sheet? Was it made out of cauliflower?
It was actually 3 or 4 different types of lasagna sheets because it was one of those. I've got like 5 packets open in the cupboard. Let's just put it all in the one dish.
Yes. Nice.
Yeah. I do that with pasta all the time. I've got normal like spaghetti, and then I've got linguine, and then I've got like things of like spiral pasta.
You're like the queen of linguineville.
Linguineville. Yes. Oh, don't call me the queen of linguineville, mate. Absolutely not. Hey, we're gonna catch up with Jess for a first at 5 catch up in minutes.
The Novos for live and local news. There's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's first at 5 with Jess.
All right, interesting, Jess. The Australian Energy Market Operator made the decision last night to suspend the entire East Coast electricity market. What's going on?
Yeah, so strap yourselves in. this is not the easiest thing.
It's complicated, baby. It's complicated.
So basically, Australia's energy works on what we call the national electricity market. Now, on that, power stations sell power at wholesale rates to retailers, and those retailers then sell that power to us, essentially. So the Australian Energy Market Operator makes sure that that is fair and that the amount of energy being sold on the market matches the actual need that's there. So they've made the decision, as you said last night, to suspend the spot market. So that means that the energy market operator is determining the price of power at the moment.
Oh.
Because of the rising cost of gas and coal that we've seen, unplanned outages like Bayswater Power Station here in the Hunter. Only 1 of 4 units were operating earlier this week. So that caused a lack of supply. So basically, they're trying to keep everything fair. We're probably not going to see blackouts.
That's what I was going to ask. Are we going to get some blackouts?
Yeah,
probably not.
Probably not. There was potential for that because of the price that was set by AEMO. Companies like Origin weren't making as much money as they were off selling their power, so it wasn't worth it for them to produce as much power for us, so that's when we could have seen blackouts.
Okay.
Yeah, it's interesting, like, and we won't go into it much more, but like privatised electricity in Australia, it's pretty new.
Yeah.
Like in Victoria, it was in the 90s when they switched it over. Before that, it was owned by like
the government.
Yeah. And, you know, even like in the 60s, 70s, it was all just government-owned, publicly owned. But then obviously now they've sold it off and then, well, it's interesting to see that the governing body has teeth to really do stuff like this.
Yeah. Well, moving on from that, we saw that Dominic Perrottet wants to bring in an extra year of education for students. What's going on there?
Yeah, so Dominic Perrottet and the Victorian Premier have gotten together and they want to see 4- and 5-year-olds do an extra year of school, essentially, before they start kindergarten. So instead of, like, I think preschool, it's not every day a week. It's only a couple of days. But this would see kids go to school, essentially, 5 days a week before they even start school all year. It'd be free of charge and it'd be delivered in a preschool-like setting. So here in New South Wales, they want to see that happen from 2030. So still a little while away.
Very interesting, because preschool isn't mandatory. I never went to daycare or preschool. I went straight to kindergarten.
I think I went to preschool.
I didn't.
Who can remember?
No, right? long time ago.
You probably did some drawings and stuff. I don't know. I think, any extra education and any, you know, pressure taken off parents, that's all good.
I was going to say, it's going to take a lot of pressure off the financial situation, sorry, of paying for daycare.
Exactly.
If it's going to be free.
That seems all weird, though, because I started school at 4.
So did I.
So what are they talking about, you know?
Weird. All right, we'll catch up with Jess again in the newsroom at 5:30. It is...
The Novos.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Grillo.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Is that what we got? Okay, we'll go with that.
The Novos.
Because I have to listen to all these.
Local ads.
Weird.
105.3 UFM.
Last night, I couldn't work out what to have for dinner. I jumped on Uber Eats, let's be real. It was that kind of night.
You're ready to go, man.
Of course, you go onto Uber Eats. The first thing that always pops up for me, none of your fancy restaurant. Macca's always pops up first. They must pay for that, like, premium spot on the Uber.
No doubt.
Something interesting has arrived on the Macca's menu I never thought I'd ever see.
Really?
What Something have you got very for us? Interesting. I'm going to get into the details next, but I think another fast food chain is going to be very upset with what they're doing.
Because Macca's normally don't stray far from the basics.
No, it's normally the basics and the basics only, but they've gone somewhere that's going to, piss another fast food restaurant off.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about this.
It's going
to
be great. And as I said just before, scrolled through Uber Eats last night trying to find something for dinner because I could not be bothered cooking to save my life.
Yeah.
And went on to Uber Eats. The first thing that comes up always is Macca's. They obviously pay prime dollars to get that top spot.
Because they're not even the closest restaurant to your house.
No, that's a possibility. I think Domino's is probably closest to my house.
Oh, definitely.
And they're on Uber. I find it weird that, first of all, sidetrack, Domino's being on Uber Eats, considering they have a delivery option on their app.
Oh, the world's crazy.
Blows my mind. Anyway, I was scrolling through. I'm like, Macca's actually doesn't sound half bad. I get myself a cheeseburger and some chips. Like, yum. And then I came across, they're doing fried chicken now. And I'm not talking fried chicken that you put on a burger. I'm talking thighs and drumsticks.
What?
I don't get it.
They're trying to have a go.
KFC, what are you doing?
Yeah, they're going to try and have a go at that market. Obviously, now, KFC does well.
Now, the thing is, I've got a theory about this. KFC, not in the good books with a lot of people right now because of the whole lettuce cabbage situation.
Right? So they're trying to take advantage.
They're trying to take advantage of the situation. But the thing is, Macca's, I'm sorry, they do a great chicken burger, don't get me wrong. I don't know about pieces of chicken on their own from Macca's.
Something a little bit, I don't know, it just seems wrong in the universe.
Yeah.
Interesting, though, I was at Macca's yesterday. Emmy wanted, like, a quick lunch.
Yeah.
And she sent me these, like, screenshots of these offers. Must be from the app, right?
Yeah, I use the app.
10 chicken bites for $3 and, the hamburger for $2 or something. I was like, oh, yeah. I get there. I was like, can I have this, this, and this? And then they told me, like, the full price.
Yeah.
I'm like, can you just give it to me on the app price? Yeah. I don't have the app, but my partner sent me in here and she's hungry. And they were like,
no.
Okay.
Oh.
It worked.
They obliged.
Yeah, they did it.
Normally they're like, absolutely not. You need the code. You need this. You need that.
There was like a pause and then the lady just did it. And I was like, thank you so much. You've saved my day.
When you went to the counter, how old was the person behind the counter?
Oh, 17.
They don't care.
They just put in their own code and probably get more points for themselves.
That's the thing, because Macca's do have a point system now.
Yeah, and I'm not interested in
you get like
100
points for a dollar that you spend or something like
that.
I'm
not interested in your fake currency points. Just give me the price that I want.
Not going to lie, I do use that because I get a free cuppa every so often.
There we go. Yeah. Oh, well, just give me your code next time.
I'll give you my code. You can get me points.
Keep me out of trouble.
I've got like 3,000 points at the moment or something like that.
Oh, my God.
Get me a free hot chocolate.
Is that all you get for that?
For 2,500 points, you get a free hot chocolate or a hamburger.
Oh, how exhausting.
But I wonder if they're going to add the bits of chicken to it. Because what they've done now, very similar to what a KFC meal does, they basically, you get the meal from KFC and you get with a piece of chicken. You do that now, and they've got like the Big Mac meal or whatever it is with a bit of chicken. They're trying to squeeze their way into the chicken market a little bit more.
Good luck to them.
You know what? I'm probably going to give it a go. I'll try it, but I just don't know if it's going to be any good.
I just don't think there's, 11 secret herbs. That's what's needed.
But I do like a Macca's nugget, though. If it's the same coating as a nugget.
It's all right.
Oh, who knows? We'll find out. Oh, you know what? How about I go buy it today for lunch?
Try it and let
it report
back
tomorrow.
And Meg, if you needed some proof that some of the stuff that people are telling you to do on TikTok is dumb, I have it for you right here.
I'll just stop you right there. I have TikTok. I don't use it.
Yeah, right. Okay, look. so this photographer is convincing people, and they're doing it, to get their cameras, either their phone or their, like, proper, like, digital SLR.
Yep.
And get a rock and scratch up the lens to get, like, a soft focus kind of look and get photos of it.
Oh, my God!
So this it started with this one photographer because she had, like, an older camera she wasn't really using. But then it's, like, turned into a trend and people are doing it to try and get...
people are stupid.
Like, all you need to do... Surely there's a filter that can give you a bit of soft focus or put a bit of Vaseline on it, old school,
mate,
or something like that.
There are so many apps you can edit your photos with.
To make them look worse.
To make them look worse. I always said that about Instagram, like, back in, like, 2013, 2014, when people would put these ridiculous old-timey filters on their photos.
Yeah.
Camera technology has come so far in the last, like, 10 years, and you're just ruining your photos by chucking this ugly filter on it.
That or a bit of Photoshop, like, super easy.
Easy.
No need to get a bit of gravel out the driveway, literally the recommendation, and scratch up your lens.
Oh, that's just pure idiocy.
Hey, that's the home of that sort of stuff, TikTok is.
See, the thing is, though, before TikTok, you had Vine.
Yeah.
And Vine was very similar to that.
Exactly.
I remember they were saying, if you ever dropped your phone in water, I remember reading one, and it was, the classic is, put it in a thing of rice.
Yeah,
which
to
is,
draw, out,
to
the
draw out the moisture. No, this guy went on Vine and said, man, I dropped my phone in a bucket of water, and I chucked it in the microwave for 1 minute on high, fixed it. The amount of people who went and did that to fix their water-damaged phone.
Oh, so dumb.
People will follow anything without doing any form of research, I've noticed.
The internet just brings out the idiocy in people. This is a great example of that.
I am not going to TikTok for life advice.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I was just checking.
Absolutely not. I'm even skeptical of recipes online.
If you look at Tasty,
Tasty's a little bit more... Like, they're a little bit more official, if you will. There's a couple that are really, really dodgy. They're like, oh, chuck pasta in, like, a baking tray with water and tomatoes and you'll get the best pasta known to mankind. It just tastes like tomato, like,
juicy
pasta.
Yeah, that is not a good recipe.
Have you ever followed a TikTok tutorial?
Not for those kind of cooking things.
No.
I did one once for, like, a sauce or something, and it was very average.
Very average.
They'd make it look good and say it's the best thing they've ever had for views. But
and then it tastes like something that
just
you...
Just very average.
It tastes like something you get out of a can.
Yeah, or worse.
In other words, don't scratch up your phone camera with a rock.
How dumb are you?
Oh, mate. You know, but then again, if you're that dumb to follow it, you deserve to have a shoddy camera on your phone.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Hey, we're going to check in with Jess from your 100% local newsroom next. Don't forget as well, don't miss the boat from 7 o'clock this morning. We're going to call out three more names for that comedy cruise aboard the P&O Pacific Adventure. If you want to register for your chance to win...
They're local as...
Dustbin collector from the 1800s.
And on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're going to go at your rubbish.
You're waking up with the Novos. Meg and Crevo.
Only on Newcastle's new FM.
Now, I do have a question for you, Creeper.
Yeah.
You know, they're telling us to reduce our energy consumption at the moment, as we just heard from Jess in the newsroom. Were you doing that last night? Reducing your consumption?
Yeah, I guess so, because I don't. I've got a wood fire, so I don't use any heating electricity at all.
Beautiful.
Yesterday I was cutting wood for my fire, which you probably heard over the fence.
I didn't, actually. I was probably napping.
Yeah, you probably were. Yeah, so, yeah, I guess so, in a way. Pretty much over the winter, I reckon I turn on my heater maybe just a handful of times.
Yeah.
And I don't want to put the fire on.
But yeah, Jess in the newsroom, are you reducing your energy consumption over night time?
Well, I was just thinking about then. I'm pretty sure I left, like, the front veranda light on all night.
I think that's all right. I think a light bulb is fine.
I don't know.
Jackson, good morning, Jackson.
Good morning.
Are you doing it? Are you pulling your weight?
I'm barely ever home, so yes, sure. I would say. But last night I was at Vivid, and damn, boy, that's a lot of, that's a lot of power.
They were saying to people in Sydney, reduce your energy consumption, but Vivid is still going ahead.
Yeah, it's really banging on. It's a big electricity bill. Could you imagine?
Oh, they're all like LEDs, though. Barely any consumption, surely.
But Meg, if you put like 7 million LEDs up, it's still a bit of power.
Yeah, I couldn't
it's
believe
not
that.
Out
they
for
came
free.
Out. They came out and literally said, reduce your consumption, Sydney. But hey, we're still going to do Vivid.
Yeah,
oh, that was
right.
Interesting. Hey, lads, where's Lass is up next. Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes game. The lads sitting on 48, the lasses on 43. If you want to play, you're playing for a $50 gamble and brown voucher at Katara Home Centre. They just celebrated their 6th birthday with a new menu and all the old favourites available from the deli daily. We need one guy, one girl to play.
The Novos.
Lads versus lasses.
Not liking these scores, Crevo. Lads on 48, lasses on 43. It is Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes game. We are playing for a $50 voucher for Gamble and Brown at Katara Home Centre. They just celebrated their 6th birthday with a new menu and all the old favourites available from the deli daily. Let's do this.
Yeah, let's meet our first contestant up. It's Aaron from Charlestown. Considers himself Newcastle's best excavator operator. Loves his KFC zingers and long walks on Merriweather Beach. G'day, Aaron. How are you?
Fantastic, legend.
Yeah, very good, my man. Ready to go. I think you're going to smash this. I've just got a feeling, all right?
Fingers crossed.
Question number one for you. Here we go. Which underwear company televised an annual catwalk show featuring its own angels?
Yeah.
Come on, the angels. You surely
know
these.
You see them. Miranda Kerr was one, I believe. He knows it.
No, I don't.
Victoria's Secret, man. The Angels, surely you've seen them once in a while.
Okay, one sec. It's early. Next
yeah,
one.
I know. Bugger, you said. Indeed. All right, here we go. Next question. Curious was the debut fragrance from which American singer? Curious.
Oh, God.
Give you a hint. She just got married.
I just got married.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't stick in with the goth. Got dramas here.
Nah, I got a buzzy out there, man. Britney Spears.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I know. She just got married. All right, here we go. Number three. What are the two main ingredients when you're making a meringue?
A meringue. We've got cream and egg white.
No, it's eggs, white, and sugar. Oh, my God. You got one, but...
One right.
No points.
None right.
I was saying one of the ingredients.
You said one question right.
No. Hey,
let's go to Debbie in Belmont. She's a carer and has met 8 celebrities. All right, rattle off some celebrities for me, Deb.
Seal, Ricky Martin, Delta.
You've been at The Voice, haven't you?
My son has.
All right, let's get into your questions, Deb. Fingers crossed. I only need one to win. What does the company Metabo primarily make?
What was it?
Metabo.
Metabo. I have no idea.
Nah. All right. Rio, Serato, and Stinger are all models of which car brand?
Kia.
Yeah, it is. You're a winner.
You
easy
are a winner. $50 gambling brown voucher coming your way, Deb. Congrats.
Awesome.
Well done.
Oh, well,
amazing. One for the ladies.
1 point on the board this week.
I was thinking you guys were going to hit 50.
I know. So
week.
So was I.
Absolutely not. Well, you know what? Poor Aaron.
I know.
Poor Aaron. I thought those questions weren't too bad. Those questions weren't too bad today, were they? Surely.
Look, with the hints, all right.
Yeah, with the hints. Back tomorrow. Fingers crossed the ladies can get more closing that gap.
Yeah, that's right. Closing the gap this week. Hey, up next, we've got to talk about this because a lot of people are quite upset. You know, of course, lettuce prices are so high at the moment, $12 for an iceberg and all that. The classic side salad on your schnitzel or steak, might soon be gone. They might be getting rid of it because it's just too exy for the pubs.
All right, we'll get into it next. 6:16, good morning.
Some pubs, it looks like, going to get rid of ban the side salad on their dishes. So, you know, you get the steak or a schnitzel or whatever.
Chips and salad.
Chips and salad. Who orders anything else? Crazy people,
well,
right?
I'm a mash and veg girl.
Yeah, okay.
I am. We've been to the pub a minute.
Yeah,
time.
I know.
I get the mash and veg.
Partly why I said it, to wind you up.
Yeah.
Obviously, chips and salad is the best option. Mm. But, yeah, because of the rising price of vegetables, especially lettuce and salad stuff, which are just out of control.
Oh, ridiculous.
It's sending pubs broke, pretty much.
Yeah.
So they're talking about totally getting rid of it. Obviously, a lot of people up in arms about this. A bit of a divisive issue because some people, even though they don't eat it, they expect it to be on the plate.
Exactly, yeah.
It visually looks right. Although, I was at the pub last night getting a pub meal.
Yeah.
And next to us, I did notice two young guys, like tradies, who had ordered the steak special or whatever, and they had the salad, chips and salad, they didn't touch it.
Oh.
Neither of them touched it. I was like, there's like $30 worth of lettuce on that plate. You guys are mad. But yeah, so I sort of understand maybe what they should do is just ask every person, are you going to eat the salad? If not,
I won't put it on the plate.
I'll throw you a few extra chips.
Yeah. Well, what's the price on potatoes right now?
Who knows? Not a problem. The only reason lettuces are really up is because of the floods. It's not an inflation thing. A lot of people think it is. It's not really that problem.
Now, I'd ask you on this. If they turn around to you and said, it's going to cost you $2 extra for a salad, would you get the salad still?
I would.
Yeah?
Yeah, I can't live without it.
See, most places I go to, when chips and salad is standard on the menu, if you want veggies, they normally charge an extra $2 or $3. I normally pay the extra $2 or $3.
If you want it, you get it,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. I prefer veggies. I just always have. I'm not a salad, because they normally dress it in balsamic. I was telling you this the other day, and I can't stand balsamic.
Which also is bizarre,
it's
but anyway.
It's weird tasting, absolutely disgusting. But I think a lot of people, I think it just needs to be a thing now. It's a dollar extra for a salad,
yeah,
I reckon.
Or
a dollar extra. A lot of people won't have an issue with paying the $1 extra for a salad, but the people who don't eat the salad won't want to pay that.
Or a dollar less without it.
There you go.
That's how it
should be. Maybe. Yeah. Well, I suppose, because they're not forking out any extra in the... Yeah.
It would cost them less to not put the salad on the plate. Why not?
That's true.
I think they should offer that as an option rather than just blanket getting rid of it.
Well, most people as well, like my ex-fiance, for example, when we went out, he's not a salad kind of guy. So he'd just say, look, I don't want salad. And they would automatically just give him more chips.
There you go.
That's just what they do.
See, I think
whether they would do that as a compensation thing at most pubs, who knows?
Look, it's a divisive issue getting rid of it altogether, but I think especially a lot of guys would probably be happy with a few more chips.
Yeah, well, the ladies are just, eat your salad. The girlfriends, eat your salad. Never
yeah,
happens.
I know. Exactly.
Never happens.
They're local as dustbin collector from the 1800s. And on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You've got to collect your rubbish.
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's new FM.
Now, I couldn't believe this story when I read it, Crevo. A dog has started a house fire.
What did it do? Chew the wiring or something?
No. So what it's doing in the kitchen, it's jumped up onto the actual stovetop because there was a pan there. Obviously, the pan smelt quite nice.
Had some, like, maybe it was cooking a steak or something.
No, I think, I don't know what was in the pan. I can't see it in the video. Obviously, it might have had some residue in there of something.
Yeah.
He's jumped up onto the actual counter and he's jumped down. He's hit the knob on the actual stovetop and turned it on.
Oh, no.
And then a couple of minutes after this has happened, boom, the kitchen is on fire.
Oh, jeez.
What a silly dog, but smart at the same time.
Like, I don't know.
How does a dog start a fire? Now, the worst part is the owners have come home. This is all captured on, like, not CCTV, but, like, those home security camera type things.
Yeah, yeah.
And the poor dogs ended up passing out from smoke inhalation and everything like that. They were revived. They were okay.
The dogs are fine.
So 13:09, what started the fire in your house?
Oh, I'd love to hear stories because, look, especially, and this is a bit of a, you know, safety thing as well at this time of year. Got to be careful with the heaters and everything,
electric
right?
blankets and all that kind of stuff. Maybe a dog didn't start the fire in your house. Maybe it was something else. But we want to know what started the fire in your house. 13 10 09. Best caller today goes in the draw to win a $50 fuel card. Not to mention, we do have family passes up for grabs to the Hunter Valley Beer Festival.
Yeah, oh, this is going to be fantastic, right?
The Hunter Valley Beer and Wine Festival Family Pass.
Yeah, you want to get your hands on these. Look, light and bright with the stories. 13 10 09. Did a fire get started in your house?
Talking on 13 10 09. What started the fire in your house after a dog has managed to spark a kitchen fire? Just by giving the stove a bit of a sniff.
Well, yeah, it was up there looking at a pot that had food in it or a pan or something. Of course, dogs love that
they
sort of thing.
They love it.
And jumping down, it's hit the knob on the stove, turned it on, started a fire.
Started a fire. Let's go to the phones. Hey, Nathan.
How are you?
Doing really well. Hey, what started the fire in your house?
So, it was actually me. It's quite interesting. So I was having a movie night and I was thinking, you know what would be really nice? And I was thinking caramel popcorn.
Oh, yeah, I'm behind that.
Yep.
And being the great chef I am, so I heated up a frying pan. I had like these little caramel things. So I preheated the pan and then I threw the butter in. Immediately burst into flames. Apparently we're not meant to preheat that. because I was panicking. All the fire safety went out of my head. So I put the pan into the sink, put water in it, and it just, kind of blew up.
Went even worse. Because oil fire, technically, with butter, you're not meant to use water.
You got to use a blanket.
Oh, Nathan.
How bad did it get, or how much damage was done?
It was pretty bad. I had to rip the curtains off the wall. It was very interesting. Very interesting.
You were safe, though? No injuries?
No injuries.
Good.
That's the main thing. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it was very scary.
Now, was it really disappointing as well? Because you're like, now I don't have any caramel left to make more popcorn.
Yeah, I have to throw that pan out.
Oh, even worse. Nathan.
Absolute disaster. No. Curtains ruined, pans ruined, movie night ruined.
See, one of my sisters fell asleep with the a candle on a lounge.
Oh, no.
In her bedroom, like a single,
recliner.
And, yeah, that up in flames.
Oh, my God.
I remember my stepdad had to drag the burning lounge out of her room onto the balcony.
Was that all right? Like, everything all right?
Everything's fine,
Just the lounge.
Burn a hole in the lounge, though. That was lovely.
He would have been mad for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the goss up next with producer Jackson? What's on the way?
It's the gift that keeps on giving. Part two of that interview with Amber Heard where she's revealed something very interesting about Johnny Depp.
Juicy.
Once again. And also to Hailey Bieber giving an update on Justin Bieber's health and her own health as well. She threw me a curveball and I'll play the audio.
The Novos.
The Novos. If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name
with Megan Crevo. What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
Producer Jackson here, and Amber Heard's been mouthing off again. What's she doing this time?
Well, she did that big interview with GMA, and we got it in two parts. So I gave you a little bit of it yesterday. We got the second part overnight.
Ooh,
and
let's go.
Look,
let's go.
It kind of sounds like she's backtracking a little bit, which is awkward, but I kind of get where she's coming from. So the reporter asked her about a statement that she released on the first day of the big defamation trial, saying that she still had a lot of love for Johnny Depp and sort of like where she stood with that now.
You issued a statement and part of the statement said, I still have love for Johnny.
Yes.
Is that still true?
Yes.
After everything?
Absolutely. I love him. I loved him with all my heart. And I tried the best I could to make a deeply broken relationship work. And I couldn't. I have no bad feelings or ill will towards him at all.
Do you believe it?
No.
No, not at all.
No, I don't think that that's the truth. Yeah, I don't know what's going on here. I feel like she's just trying to get back in the good books with the public. I would just probably disappear for a little while, wouldn't you?
I'd disappear for at least 2 years.
Yeah, and then come back and come back stronger. I think they both need to disappear and come back better, don't they?
I think an alternative strategy for Amber Heard would be find like some movie producer or something that's all about girl power and, you know, sympathizes with her and just get another project out there.
Mm.
Just like move on and brush it off. I think honestly that's probably the best way forward for her. Plus she needs the money.
Well, she's kind of come out and it's weird because it's confusing whether she's admitting that she lied on the stand or if it's she's saying that people don't believe me, I'm not the perfect victim. It's very confusing the messages that she's putting out, and I think is making a little bit worse for the cause.
The
Do you know what I mean?
The trial was confusing, to be fair.
Yes, and then her lawyer gets on TV and it hurt them. Do you know what? I don't know how much she was paying her lawyer, but I feel like I could do a better job.
She might want a refund.
I talk Henry could have done a better job than was it Elaine? She just kept on getting like objection, and then she didn't know how to deal with it.
Any more questions, Your Honour?
And then she would actually just stop and go, "I'm trying here. I'm trying here. And then she'd stop and sit down. She'd be like, "Well, I'm done. God, I wish I could do that every day.
You know what? And how much money she probably got from that trial. But then again, she's probably not going to get any more work.
No.
Or any of it.
She'll get parking fine work.
Amber Heard's got nothing to pay her with.
That's true. Hailey Bieber was also on Good Morning America the same day. Double up. She's opened up about Justin Bieber because, of course, he has Ramsey Hunt syndrome. Half his face is paralyzed and it's caused him to postpone his world tour.
He's doing really well. He is getting better every single day. He's feeling a lot better. And obviously, it was just a very scary and random situation to happen, but he's going to be totally okay, and I'm just grateful that he's fine.
I always find it interesting when people say, "Oh, I went through something that was totally scary and random," but it is very, like, whatever he's going through is bad. Scary and random is interesting.
You can always tell, though, she's always going to be by his side, though.
Oh, of course.
The love between those two is really, really cute.
And everyone says they hate each other, but she opened up about her own health struggles as well. Now, I was aware that she had a mini stroke, but I wasn't aware as to what else was wrong with her, and she revealed, and I was like, what? These two are the most unhealthy couple ever.
Well, I feel a lot better after that situation. I feel good. I had a procedure done to close this hole in my heart, and I'm just giving my body the time to heal and recover.
Could you imagine how unlucky are those two? Could you imagine their medical bills in America? You can't even get on an IV drip for dehydration without paying $120,000.
I was going to say, he'd have the top form of health insurance, though.
You would think so, but you would hope so.
You'd hope his management or his, like, minders or whatever would be dealing with that.
Yeah. That's
God forbid Justin Bieber knows what his deductible is on his health insurance.
It's always scary when it happens to these celebrities, though, because I'm like, oh, God, if it happens to you, it could happen to me. You guys are brilliant, do you know what I mean? And then I get paranoia.
Well, fingers crossed that they can just settle down with their health issues.
Yes. Yeah,
at least
get
another
better.
Year or so, and go back on tour. Because he's coming here at the end of the year, isn't he?
Yes.
Do you have tickets, Meg?
No, I don't. No. Yet.
Save up.
Yes. The Novos. Yep, for me.
And on air right across Newcastle and Hunter.
I did.
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo, New FM.
All right, if you have registered at newfm.com.au for Don't Miss the Boat, don't miss the boat, my friend, is all I'm going to say. We're going to call out three names right now. You've got 10 minutes and 53 seconds to call through to score yourself a boarding pass to potentially win a comedy cruise for two staying in a balcony cabin on board P&O Pacific Adventure. All right, you want to do these names, Crevo? Let's do it.
Yeah, let's get into it. I've just hit the stopwatch.
Oh, you've hit it? Okay, cool. Oh, already? I haven't even called the names out yet, Crevo.
I'll start again.
Don't rip the people off with their time, mate.
Oh, come on. Sorry.
All right. Tabitha Sandman from Gilston Heights.
Yep.
Diane Wells from Warners Bay.
Check.
Jacob Boots from Tanilwa Bay. Go!
Started now.
All right, you've got 10 minutes and 53 seconds. If you know either of these people, let them know, ring them, message them, whatever you got to do. Tabitha Sandman from Gilston Heights, Diane Wells from Warners Bay, or Jacob Boots from Tanilwa Bay. You've got 10 minutes and 53 seconds.
Good luck.
Otherwise, you miss the boat. And Crevo is, like, really on this.
He doesn't let anyone on after
the 10 minutes and 53 seconds. So make sure you're on it.
I'm like a strict security guard.
You're on a strict security. You know, actually, no. You're a librarian.
You're late.
You know how the librarians tell you to shush all the time?
Yeah.
He's going to be no cruise for you.
Exactly.
All right. Hopefully you can call through. Fingers crossed.
The Novos.
For the Hello World Travel Holiday and Cruise Expo, back for one day only, Sunday, June 19, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at NEX West City, Newcastle.
NewcastleTravelExpo.com.au for details.
This is 105.3 New FM's. Don't miss the boat.
All right, we put the call out a couple of minutes ago for Tabitha Sandman in Gilliston Heights, Diane Wells in Warners Bay, and Jacob Boots from Tanilba Bay. Crevo, how long have they got left to call through so they don't miss the boat?
They've got about 1:20.
1:20. Oh, that's brutal. So it's a comedy cruise for two staying in a balcony cabin on board P&O Pacific Adventure. But someone has called through. Hey, Diane.
Hello, how are you?
Doing really, really well. Hey, you've got your boarding pass. You are in the draw to win this fantastic cruise. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You are so welcome. How good is that?
Yeah.
Well, Diane hasn't missed the boat.
That's right. There's only 50 seconds left.
50 seconds left.
We won't count it down because that's ages.
And Jacob Boots from Tanilba Bay. If you know them, they're going to have to get through it very quickly.
Otherwise, we will cut you off forever.
Diane was very quick on the phone.
I know,
actually.
Diane.
She obviously has New FM locked.
That's
in her car, on the radios, around the house.
That's right. Diane's smart.
Exactly.
Be more like Diane.
Be more like Diane.
And less like, what were the names again?
Tabitha and Jacob.
That's right.
Well, they've missed the boat.
Yeah,
sorry,
they have.
You
missed it. Hey, play the buzzer. Play the buzzer.
I'll play the buzzer. Where's the buzzer? Where's the buzzer? Hold on.
Here we go. Yes,
you go.
You're out. No boat
this
for
is
you.
Why you need to push the buttons, Crevo. I'm not thinking of buzzing people out.
Yeah, that's
you're
right.
All for it, apparently.
Yeah, love it.
You're brutal.
Yeah, well, you miss it, you miss it. That's the name of the game.
Exactly. There's only two more days left. If you want to register, newfm.com.au. Oh, my God. You don't want to miss the boat. Hey, what's coming up next, Crevo?
Look, new fashion trend.
Yeah.
I saw it like a couple of times over the last 2 weeks.
Yep.
And it sort of registered. And then I saw an article, a news article about it. I'm like, oh, my God, we have to talk about this.
You were on the trend before the news article.
Well, I don't know if
look
it's a trend.
Look at you, Mr. Fashionista.
Yeah, I'm all about it.
I love it.
Should I just give it away?
Nah, let's right. Leave it. Let's leave it. All right, we'll do it next.
The Novos.
Okay, so new fashion trend, which I am not about.
Okay.
So I've seen it over the last few weeks because it's been getting so cold.
Yeah.
It is jeans with thongs.
No.
This is
no.
I think this is terrible. I thought I was just like, oh, it's a couple of randos in Waratah. No. There was a news article about it as well. And then last night at the pub, I had my eyes open for it. Two blokes at the bar.
Two blokes walked in, jeans and thongs.
And you're thinking, what is going on? It just looks ratty.
It looks so bad. And a lot of the times as well, have you noticed if they're wearing jeans with thongs, the jeans are very ragged on the ends?
Because shoes need to hold up the jeans
yes.
off the ground. And if you're a jeans and thongs person, you're not too worried about it.
Absolutely not. That's... I can't stand it. I think it is the worst fashion choice someone could make apart from Crocs.
It's pretty bad. The other place I've seen it is Woolworths.
Woolies is very famous for the thongs and jeans.
It's not a good look. And who thinks this is a great idea? You're wrong.
Look,
if you're doing this, wear different shoes or different pants.
And it also depends on the kind of thongs you're wearing as well. You can get like a thicker thong.
Mm.
Not as bad. But,
all bad, Meg.
It is. Look, I'm trying to lessen the pain for the people who do it.
You two are giving all the wrong advice here. Let me correct you.
Okay.
It's absolutely
thank you,
fine because I do it all the time.
Really?
Also, too, a thicker thong with a jean is not the way to go. You go with like a thinner thong, Meg.
No, the Havaianas, absolutely not.
Oh, no. And it looks better with a skinny jean, what? But I'm all for this. I do this all the time.
Really?
All the time.
What would you prefer? Thongs with jeans or slides with
I'm
jeans?
I'm a slides guy with jeans, but I am definitely not opposed to thongs. Like, I'll steal my partner's thongs and wear them with jeans.
I can't do it with jeans.
I think the slides look okay, but the thongs is a no. Anyway.
No.
It's winter and you know what it is? It's the people that normally wear shorts and thongs.
Yeah,
which
that's
is acceptable.
True, and it's just getting too cold.
It's too cold for the shorts, but they don't want to give up the thongs.
Question.
Yes.
When are you signing up for Project Runway?
Oh, good question. As soon as they offer me the deal, I'll take any amount of cash.
Because I can imagine you, like...
Being brutally honest
and actually making fashionable choices for people.
Oh, great. I have no fashion sense myself. I don't know how it's going to
so
go.
So why are you judging people? For
because it's terrible,
Meg.
Look at it.
No
look at it.
Yourself.
Just have a look at it next time you're out and about.
Oh, trust me, I've seen it. I will admit, when I was like 18 or 19, I probably dabbled in it.
Oh,
not
going
to lie, but I've I can't talk. I've changed to the UGG boots and jeans now, so I can't really talk.
Yeah, that's not brilliant
either. Absolutely not.
You're waking up with Megan Grillo.
The fact that I said, I think I've seen it, I think tells you all you need to know.
The Novos, local as, new FM.
All right, so, Meg, the last couple of days I've been doing this job, which I put off for ages, oiling the deck, making it look good.
Yep.
First you have to put, like, the deck prep on, and then you get this special decking oil, and you have a special brush, and when you put it on, it's just so satisfying because the brush is like a high quality brush that exactly fits two boards.
Oh, okay. So there's no overlap.
No, and you just glide down that thing and it goes from looking tired and haggard to looking like brand new in the single sweep of a brush. It's something.
Every time you do it, you're like, oh, this is good.
It's so good. It's something about the job which is so satisfying.
Yeah.
And I usually put the job off for a while, and then when I do it, I go, why haven't I done this sooner? It's just so good. It looks amazing after.
I haven't had a look at it yet. I might have to peer over
the fence. Yeah, look over the fence this afternoon.
Check out your big deck energy.
Exactly. Over. What I thought we could do here, 13 10 09, tell us about those jobs you just find so satisfying.
Yeah.
It's just something about it. It's like when you're wrapping presents at Christmas and the scissors just glide through the cellophane.
That feels incredible.
Everyone that calls the show today in the draw for $50 fuel cards, which is exactly what you want at the moment.
Not to mention family passes as well to the Hunter Valley Beer and Wine Festival. Have a wine and a fine time with the family at Hunter Valley Beer and Wine Festival, 18th of June, Crown Plaza, Hunter Valley.
No, we got heaps of them to give away.
Up for grabs today.
13 10 09. Tell us about those jobs that are just so satisfying.
The Novos.
Super satisfying job chat. That's those jobs that just make you go, oh, yeah. Ooh, so satisfying when you just get it done. Feels great. This is the oiling the deck for me.
Yes, the one that I love, and I know this sounds really weird, vacuuming.
There's no judgment here, Meg.
I love vacuuming. I think it's because the vacuum lets off a certain smell.
Oh, you like the smell
and
of
when,
it, is
when,
it?
And when you vacuum and you walk on the carpet afterwards without shoes on,
it's so
there's
clean.
There's nothing there. It smells like it's freshly vacuumed.
Just something about it.
It hits ya. Let's go to the phones. Hey, Mel, how you going? Hey, Mel.
Yes.
Hey, what is that super satisfying job?
Renovating the house with my hubby.
Oh, okay. Oh,
and just seeing it all come together. How far are we into the renovation so far?
Well, we've been doing it for roughly 21 years, and we're still going.
Yeah.
But considering how far we've come, and the house is basically brand new now.
Oh, wow, there you go. Basically living in a brand new house. I love that for Mel.
Mel absolutely loves it. The hubby gets the shirt off, smashing walls down, the big hammer and everything. Swing that axe around.
100%. Hey, let's go to Liam in Newcastle. Hey, Liam.
Hey, how you going?
Doing really well. What's that super satisfying job?
Using the pressure cleaner, the gurney on the deck or the pool or the driveway.
Yes. How often are we getting the pressure cleaner out, Liam?
Oh, usually the start of every season, get it nice and clean.
Get it fresh, get the pool ready for summer. I love that.
Now, I have to ask, is there anyone else in the house who wants to use it? And you're like, absolutely not. This is my toy. This is my job.
No, they know the rules. It's my toy.
It's yours. Absolutely, Liam. I love that. Take control.
Is the boss of his own domain.
Take control of that pressure cleaner, Liam. I love that. Birthday lotto up next. We're $325.
Did he change it? Did he not?
You're waking up with the Novos. Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's new FM.
It is Thursday. It's 8 o'clock. You know that means Crevo. It's the level pleb.
Oh, yeah.
This is my favourite game. So producer Jackson lines up a random person on the other end of the phone. Anonymous, if you will.
Yep.
We have to guess. Are they a celeb or a pleb? We ask them a couple of questions. Try and work it out with the sound of their voice, really.
Yeah, it's a bit of a challenge. It's quite hard sometimes because sometimes celebrities, they live very normal lives in a lot of ways.
Sometimes they try and trick us by being a bit more low-key.
Yep.
And then you get the plebs who really want to over-exaggerate their life. So they seem like a celebrity for that, like 2 minutes that we're talking to them.
Exactly. A lot of trickery going on.
Yeah,
that's what makes it fun, though. You can play along at home, of course.
I think the scores are at like 9. I'm on 9. You're on 8,
yeah,
I believe, Jackson.
Pretty tight.
Is that the case?
I think that's it.
Yes, that's correct.
There we go, because we've got a different board in this studio and we're losing track of all of our points.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to meet Anonymous next for Celeb or Pleb.
The Novos.
Hey, little mama, yeah, you heard about me.
The Novos.
The Novos.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
New FM.
Celeb or Pleb.
All right, it is time for Celeb or Pleb. Around the grounds, I think, Crevo, you are creeping back at the moment.
Yeah.
I think you're on like 9. I'm on 10. This is our competition amongst us. We have an anonymous person on the phone every week. Producer Jackson lines them up for us. And we ask them a couple of questions to work out if they are a celebrity or just a regular old person, a pleb.
That's right. There's been some crackers along the way. Sometimes they're celebrities that sound like regular people.
Yeah.
And often celebrities have very normal lives in a lot of ways. So you can ask them, you know, do they, you know, do their grocery shopping each week? And they go, yeah. Oh, and then suddenly it's someone famous.
And the other time, sometimes they just really like to trick us.
That's right.
Absolutely. Let's meet our next celeb or possibly pleb. Good morning, Anonymous.
Hi, good morning.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing really well. I've got a feeling someone's trying to put on a voice. They're trying to slip us the Mickey. All right, let's get into your first question, Anonymous. Have you ever played a game of bingo?
No.
Never played bingo. Okay,
doesn't hang out in the bingo halls.
No.
Right, number two. Do you prefer beer or champagne if you have to choose?
Champagne.
Love some champagne. Oh, okay. All right. How long do you normally go between haircuts?
Two to three months.
Okay.
That's okay, Creeper. One more.
All right, one more question. Have you ever paid somebody to wrap Christmas presents for you, or do you get your family or friends to do it?
I have my mum do it.
Have your mum do it. Okay.
Oh, this is so hard.
Very soft-spoken. I don't know if someone's trying to be, like, sneaky with us.
Okay.
All right, but Jackson's had, like, celebrities lined up for the last, like, 3 or 4 turns, right?
Yeah, but sometimes you just never know with this game. All right, it's time to guess.
Okay.
It's time to guess. Do you want to go first, Meg, or
I
do you
will.
Want me to?
You go first, Crevo.
All right, I'm going to say pleb, regular person. This sounds like, I don't know, my auntie or something.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to go pleb as well. All right, Anonymous, reveal. Are you a celeb or are you a pleb?
I would say I'm a D-list celeb.
Celeb.
Although I did do an Australian show called I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. I was on that for a little bit.
Wait a minute. Reveal. What's your name?
My name is Perez.
No, it's not. Oh my god!
You know, I was really thrown off at first, just because I thought for sure they were gonna like change my voice. Then I'm like, oh my god! I was like having all these split second decisions, like, how do I speak? What do I do?
This is incredible. See, oh my god. Okay, Perez, I am a MySpace tragic from the 2000s, and you were like one of my icons. Absolutely. I'm pretty sure you were in my top 8 in MySpace days back in the day. Oh, my God.
Perez Hilton, working in radio, of course, all of the gossip stuff, you're an icon of that. Of course you're a celeb, and we loved you on I'm a Celeb as well. Welcome. This is so cool to chat to you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So what do you...
I've got to get back to Australia somehow.
Oh, we will have you any day of the week.
Well, I've got to find a way to get there for free. That's the key part.
Oh, my God. This is incredible. Oh, my goodness. Perez, if you can stay on the line, let's have a chat after this. I am not wasting an opportunity to chat with Perez Hilton. Oh my god, let's do it next. Talking to Perez Hilton right now. How good? All right, if you just missed it, this is absolutely incredible. Producer Jackson lined up someone for Celeb or Pleb, our game where we have to guess if a person is a celebrity or a downright pleb. Definitely not a pleb this week. Perez Hilton, oh my god, what are you doing at the moment?
I'm in Los Angeles and I'm hiding in my bedroom because my kids are home from school, so this is like the only place that's quiet at the moment.
And what are you up to work-wise? What projects do you have on at the moment?
Unfortunately, the project that I'm most excited about is not available in Australia, so we don't even need to talk about it that much. But I launched a new CBD company, and I'm really focused on growing that because, you know, hashtag diversify. It's very important to do that.
Definitely.
But I've got you my website, of course, still, and I've got all my social media and my podcast and my two YouTube channels, and I do lots of talking head stuff, and I've done some acting this year, which is fun. I'm excited to get back into acting and, you know, just trying to follow the Joan Rivers path of just doing everything and just keeping working. You know, you just got to stay working.
You're a busy man. As you said, two YouTube channels plus the podcast. The podcast is the PerezPodcast.com, right?
PerezPodcast.com, yes. You definitely can hear that in Australia or watch it as well if you prefer to watch it on my app Perez Hilton YouTube channel.
Oh, who doesn't want to watch you, seriously? Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
Like, it's really crazy because there's a lot of people trying to be, like gossip people on in the media, social media, all that kind of stuff. And for me, I just feel it like they're trying to copy you. You are like one of the OG. Like, I know you mentioned Joan Rivers before, but oh my goodness, you do it better than anybody else. Everyone who does gossip wants to be you. It's actually honestly a privilege to talk to you. You've been a part of my life for a long time, so this is really cool.
Oh, well, we'll manifest that trip to Australia, and I've actually only ever been to Sydney, so I've got to come visit Newcastle and Brisbane and Melbourne and every other part. I need to go on a grand tour
of Australia. We'll show you around Newcastle
definitely.
For sure.
Definitely. Now, you mentioned your kids there. How is the family going?
Great. I mean, it's about to start summer vacation. My kids only have one day left of school.
Yeah.
And then we're heading to Vegas for vacation, just because I love Las Vegas.
Beautiful.
And it's affordable, you know?
I was going to say, I'm going to Vegas in October, so we're just going to miss each other.
Yeah, I won't be there in October.
I'll swing through, because our producer Jackson's going to be in LA at that point, so I'm thinking of swinging past LA on the way home.
All right, yeah, I'll be in LA in October.
What's your favorite thing to do in Vegas? What do you get up to?
I mean, I don't gamble, so that's a good thing. I don't have to worry about that.
True.
Yeah.
I just love going to see the shows. Like, there's always tons of entertainment options, and all of the best chefs have restaurants there. So I love eating, and I love seeing things.
Yeah, amazing.
I'm not a big clubber or anything like that. I just love, you know, concerts, residencies, Cirque du Soleil shows, magic shows. My kids love the magic shows or dance shows. Like, there's just so much. For not just adults, but for children, too.
Well, it's very great. Like, it's pictured as, like, all adultery and all that kind of stuff in Vegas, but there is some really cool stuff there where everyone can
do. For everyone, yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us for this. Celeb or pleb, Perez Hilton. How amazing. Hopefully you have a great time on summer vacation. Hopefully I'll catch you in LA in a couple of months.
Yeah, we'll make it happen. All right, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Bye.
See ya.
And we are talking on 131009, dob in the heating tight ass in your household. The one who will not let you turn the heater on, who will not let you turn the fireplace on. It's costing too much money, but you're sitting there with trackies, Ugg boots, 10 blankets on. Just turn the heater on.
My perspective on this is if you're not putting the heater on, what's money for except to keep you warm, clothed, and with a roof over your head and food?
There's
right? That's what it's
certain,
for.
There's only a certain amount of coffee you can drink to warm you up. You need the heater on, my friend.
I totally agree. Liz, how are you?
Hi, good.
Do you live with a heating tight ass, or is it you?
No, it's my dad.
Oh, what does he do? What are you not allowed to do?
So, I don't live there anymore. Luckily, I've got my own fireplace and heater.
Good.
Every time I go there for mums and dads for dinner, I go there once a week. Mum sits there with like three jumpers on, trackies, slippers, like filled to the bone after freezing, and dad's going to put the heater on.
So what kind of heater have they got there?
They got what's it called? The one that goes around the whole house.
Oh, like a ducted.
Ducted?
Yeah, ducted heating.
Oh, so that warms the whole house up. Be nice, toasty warm. Turn it on for 15 minutes at least and warm the house up, man.
Take the edge off it.
When I used to live there years ago, the excuse was because it was a reverse cycle air conditioner. It was too expensive. Now they've got the ducted, and you still use the same excuse. You won't turn it on until mum's actually
Oh,
God.
So expensive for the ducted. Why put the ducted in there?
You spent thousands putting that thing in.
Absolutely.
Won't use it.
Let's go to Michaela. Hey, Michaela.
Hi. How are you going?
Good. Who's the heating tight ass in your household?
That would be my partner.
All right.
So I pretty much moved down here from Queensland 2 years ago, and I feel like I'm still not adjusted to the cold.
Yep.
So I'm struggling, and like I wear double layers of pants and jumpers and socks, and still we've got heating and solar panels, and I can't have it on.
So do you like try and sneak it on behind behind their back?
No, like I try and keep it clean, but I did make him go and get me a $15 heater from Kmart yesterday that I sit in front of to defrost.
A little personal heater, I like that.
Yes, I just take it with me around the house.
That's the way to do it. I love that though. Like you've got the solar panels and everything. You're still not allowed.
Not allowed.
To use the bloody heater in your own house, Michaela. You poor bugger.
You deserve better.
Oh wow.
Go and find yourself a man that will let you use the heater.
Oh, don't encourage that, Grevo. Oh my God. Could you imagine if you cause a divorce over a heating situation?
Oh look, you know what?
Imagine how guilty you feel when they ring 1310 and they Grevo ruined my marriage.
I will not feel guilty. I think people should be there entitled to feel warm in their own house.
Yeah, you ruined
personal opinion.
Tearing marriages apart, Creo.
Yeah, good.
Listen to yourself.
Good.
Hey, birthday lotto's up next.
Yeah, that's right. This is, of course, your chance at $325, 13-10-09. I've just spun the wheel. It's come up as March.
The Novos.
Try not to look, but the guy in finance has gone crazy. With only Novocastrian winners.
Are you serious? You cannot be serious.
It's your chance at a stack of cash.
Megan Krillos.
Thank you so much.
Birthday lotto.
You just made my day.
Yeah, we're just a couple of company accountants.
Yes.
Getting people paid.
Aren't you an actual accountant?
No. A financial advisor.
Financial advisor.
I'm qualified in that, but not an accountant.
Mate,
that's
all I'm saying
way too
is
hard.
I wouldn't trust me with your money.
Yeah, just I'm not balancing books.
Absolutely not. Let's give away $325, hopefully, to Daniel in Cessnock. He's a delivery driver, loves his V8s, needs a weekend away with the cash. Hey, Daniel.
How are you going?
Hey, doing well. Where are we off to today doing the delivery driving?
Heading out the valley today.
Oh,
nice.
Beautiful.
Nice. Yeah, now, what's your situation? You got a partner? You married? What's going on?
Yeah, got married. I'm married.
Okay. Will you take the kids away or more of a dirty weekend?
No chance. Kids can stay at home.
Absolutely. I love your style, Daniel. Let's spin these birthday balls.
Good luck, my man. Here we go. Round and round they go.
Oh, they're a bit broken,
so... That's all right.
Grevo, you might have to just reach
I'll
in and
just
grab
reach
one.
In and grab one. All right. Daniel, were you born on the 2nd of March?
Yes!
Are you serious?
Yes!
No way! Yes! Daniel!
You got it!
$325 coming your way, buddy.
Thank you so much.
Oh, what a legend, Daniel.
Oh, awesome.
You're welcome. Enjoy that dirty weekend away.
I'm going number two while I was driving. Number two. I just kept saying number two.
For the good reasons, obviously. The birthday reasons, but the other reasons, Daniel.
Good one for you. You want someone to win it when you got back.
There you go. Thank you, Daniel. You did it for me, baby. Thank you.
Listen to how happy he is. What an absolute legend.
$325 coming Daniel's way. Dirty weekend.
Yeah, that's right. Enjoy it,
beautiful,
big man.
Beautiful. That means he's back tomorrow worth $250. Hey, we're going 105 minutes commercial free next with Jackson.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, this is for Daniel.
Yeah. All right.
Absolutely.
About damn time.
About damn time I got to give away money.
Anastasia.
Yes.
As well. And
loving this.
Everybody else that didn't win, that's a March birthday, tried to win. They're like, good for you.
Good
you look
for
happy.
You
look healthy.
God, I wish I could do that. Now. You guys, it's only vlog about free music coming up for you in minutes. We will catch you tomorrow, guys. Bye.
See ya.